Science Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
It's December 12th, 2016, and we are kicking off another week of just a great life, happiness, all those great things that we like to think of in a nice, positive way.
12 days from now.
12 days, yeah.
Will be Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
First 12 days went by quickly. We've been saying that this year.
Yeah.
Time's going by quick. 2016 flew by.
It is. And so today, this week, we don't have a theme for this week, but we have some things that we're going to talk about that I think ties in some of the things we've talked about over the past few weeks. Because, you know, one of the things that we love about doing the podcast and writing our column and doing all this different work is the interactions that we have with others, and it's just great. And so what happens is we've done these talks over the past couple of weeks here on the morning show, and it's led to questions, it's led to other people asking other questions, and so we're going to use this week to kind of fill in some gaps for folks and talk about, expand on some things a little bit, because, you know, we talk about some of these issues as though we live in a vacuum, and it's like, you know what, on Friday nights, just, you know, find a resolution to all your problems and it'll be fine. And we talk about it, and we don't really mean for it to sound like that, but that is certainly how it comes across sometimes. And so throughout the week, this week, we're going to kind of fill in some space and talk a little bit and refine a little bit about all of those, some of those
issues.
Right,
and we do these podcasts, and people will react. Sometimes it's in person, and sometimes it's in emails or texts. Right. And so it produces, generates other thoughts, expanding on presentations that we've already made. And so this week, we decided that it might be nice just to sort of consolidate some of the things we've been talking about and talk about them in a little more detail.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
But today we're going to start off with, and this is just kind of bringing something back up from some time ago that we talked about.
Right.
And that is, last night I was at a holiday party. I was recently privileged to be voted in on the board of Tri-County, which is a local, I guess, their mental health and
substance abuse facility,
community-based facility. And I was recently asked to join the board, which I'm very honored to have done that. And we had the holiday party last night. And when I got there, I came in and some people mentioned the podcast and mentioned our column and we're talking about it. And we were kind of going into some detail about things. And it was at a local hotel, in the banquet hall of a local hotel. And when I was talking with them, they mentioned a couple of people that work at the hotel that have pretty significant, what I think most people would refer to as limitations. One of the people that works there is deaf. Another person that works there is blind. One of these folks are like in management, and another person has actually been there for years and years since the beginning of that hotel. And when I walked away from that, I was thinking about just some of the things that we've talked about here on the podcast about perseverance, persistence, and overcoming limitations and overcoming obstacles. And I just thought that it would be great to just reiterate that a little bit, especially as we're getting into the end of the year and approaching a new year, 2017, so that we think about and realize that, you know, obstacles are there, but they only stop us if we refuse to look for ways to go around them.
Right.
So we have this, you know, again, someone in management who has a significant sensory limitation, someone else who has been employed over long periods of time with another sensory impairment. And it's just, it's amazing to me how people can have some of these things that, again, some of us see as problems or some of us see as limitations. And, oh my gosh, I don't know what I would do if I had that problem or if I had this problem. And yet, here we have people who are very successful, who overcome these limitations and find a way to make a life for themselves and to be happy and successful.
Yeah, if there is a theme running through this week, it would be something like, I think one of the problems we have in this country is we somehow have come to believe that we should always be happy. The whole term happy, it's, you know, we've talked about this before. I think we mentioned it
once. You sound like a politician when you started that, though. One of the problems we have in this country is, that was great, though. You're right. We think that, no, let me tell you what I think it is. It's not that we think that we should be happy all the time.
Not a good start to the week.
It's not that we think that we should be happy all the time. I think that it's that we believe that we deserve to be happy all the time.
Right, but we seek.
Entitled to be happy.
Yeah, we're always seeking happiness. And yet, one of the things we need to understand is that disappointments are going to happen.
Right.
Unexpected things are going to happen.
Right.
And we're going to get thrown off track mm-hmm. periodically. Mm-hmm. And so, it's this expectation of constant happiness, Facebook
right.
happiness,
yeah.
you know, that, wow, the rest of the world looks so happy and I'm not. No, we're all in this thing. We're all in this together. So the expectation that you're always going to be happy. So you will have challenges. Mm-hmm. You will have mm-hmm. obstacles. And so what we must do is we have to learn how to circumvent or overcome
right.
the inevitable obstacles that are going to be thrown in our way.
Right.
You know, you can't expect not to have obstacles.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have to identify the
That's
obstacle.
Right.
We, you know, we talked several weeks ago about identifying your emotion, understanding what you're feeling, but you have to identify the obstacle, see that it's there, and then find the path around it. There's
Fine.
Almost always, always.
There's
always a way around it.
That's right.
It may not be the way that you want to go, or mm-hmm. it may not even be the easiest way to go, but there's always a way around an obstacle.
There's
if
always
you
some solution.
So choose
right.
to
yes.
find it.
Mm-hmm.
So today's message, you know, this is one of our shorter podcasts over the last couple of weeks, but the message for today is get around the obstacle, overcome it, jump over it, go around it,
right.
dig underneath it, whatever you have to do. Get through the obstacle, get past the obstacle to the other side, because that's, if you're pursuing your intent, if you're pursuing what you're supposed to be doing, what you're really passionate about, what you're really right. driven to do, if you're pursuing that, well, that obstacle is just a momentary pause.
It's an inevitable pause.
Right.
Okay. It's going to happen. So pause. Stay calm, identify how you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
and then find the way around it.
Right.
So, yeah, work at that, because
yeah.
you're going to encounter them.
Right.
It's sort of a Buddhist tradition, you know, that there's no, we shouldn't have this expectation that everything is always going to be okay. You are going to encounter obstacles.
Right.
Your challenge is to find your way around them.
Right. Yeah, I was, last little caveat here, I was talking to somebody not long ago who she just finished undergraduate, and she wants to be a counselor, wants to be a therapist, mm-hmm. and so she wants to go to graduate school and get a master's degree. But there's an obstacle in front of her because she has to take the GRE. Well, and so she's thinking, well, there's no way I can do it because she did not do well at all on the SAT,
right.
and she just isn't hopeful at all with the GRE.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was ready to stop. She was ready to give up. And so we talked about it that, you know, actually there are master's programs for counseling that don't require the
right.
GRE.
Right.
And she didn't even know. She wasn't even aware of that. And so, you know, there's always a way around it. It may not be at the graduate institution that she wants to go to, but if the ultimate goal is a master's in counseling, well,
right.
there's ways to do that without the GRE.
That's right.
Just as an example.
This is the season of the year, besides holiday season, it's the season of the year when students are informed of mm-hmm. whether or not they have been accepted to a particular college or university.
Yeah.
And this is another one of those times where people say, well, I have to go to this place or I need mm-hmm. to go here. No, you're after an education. And
right.
you may not get accepted to your first choice. You may really want to go to Princeton. But if Princeton doesn't have... They're not going to accept everybody, and they're not going to accept all of the qualified candidates.
Right.
Okay? So, okay, you're not going to go to Princeton. So, but that opens up thousands of other universities.
Right.
Let's say you're not accepted to a university, and you don't want to be in... You don't want to stay in your... in the city where you were born. You know, you want to go someplace else. You want
right.
to go to a campus. That may not happen.
Right.
Okay. So you have to go here. But there's always a solution. Let's say it's financial. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to go to college, but you don't. You didn't get the scholarships. You didn't get the loans. Your parents don't have enough money. So you're going to have to come up with some other way of doing it. That's what you and I had to do.
Right.
As we got our degree, there were obstacles thrown up in the 8 or 10 years that you were pursuing your education.
Right.
There were multiple obstacles thrown in your way, but you found a way around them,
right.
And you educated yourself. So that's the message here. The obstacles are going to be there. You just have to overcome them.
Right. Just look for that way, that path around them. Because there's always a path. There's
always
a way.
Path. There's maybe, always a way.
Maybe a little weedy, maybe a little That's rocky,
right.
But,
That's right.
but there's always a path there. So find it.
Yep.
All right. With that, have a great Monday.
Great Monday.
We will be back tomorrow morning for another episode. We're gonna talk a little bit about technology again tomorrow,
right.
Which is going to be exciting because we enjoyed that conversation last week. So we'll be back tomorrow morning. Have a great evening, and we'll see you then.
Day.
All right. Bye-bye.